Do you tend to dominate in every conversation? Are you speaking more than 50% of the time in meetings? Do you shut down conversations so you can stay on track with your own agenda? Before you dominate and dismiss her, make space for conversation and new ideas. You may not even realize you're doing it. Your dominating and dismissive tendencies could be habitual. The first step is awareness. The pitch challenge today, become more self-aware of how much space you are taking up in the room. In meetings, defer to her to share first. Hear her out completely and be thoughtful about it without making a decision about her idea on the spot. Even if you don't like her idea initially, you can say that it's a new thought you had not considered and you would like to sit on the idea for a few days. That way, it doesn't commit you to a yes or no, but it also doesn't immediately dismiss her in front of her colleagues. Who knows? If you sit on it instead of react to it, you may even like her idea later or some version of it. Trusted leaders are those who listen, learn, and apply others' ideas. People who habitually dominate and dismiss may get what they want immediately, but will lack the support from others to take their ideas to the next level.